Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Shane, if we're playing level of interest in the NFL, tonight gets a 10 for me with the Chiefs traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos.
No doubt.
Chiefs trying to get themselves back on track. Denver trying to get on the track. If Denver wins this game tonight, and the odds are against them, even with their current circumstances, Kansas City coming off two straight losses, Broncos coming off two straight wins, Chiefs are the better team. But that doesn't always mean something. That doesn't always mean that they're going to necessarily win. If they do, then I'm not going to say the last 2 weeks is much ado about nothing, but there will be calm again. There's a lot of people right now in Chiefs Kingdom that are running around, you know, with their hair on fire, worried about the sky falling on them. They're a win away from 5-2 and getting right back in control of the AFC West. Now, how that all plays out tonight remains to be seen, but that's where we get to on our Chiefs update right here on Sports Daily.
No doubt. Our Chiefs update brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford Midwest Kia. You can hear that game over on KNSS on air at 6, kick at 7:20 here local time, 98.7 and 13:30. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 48.5. They will be playing that game at Empower Field at Mile High. To me, the thing that sticks out the absolute most, without question, is the injury situation for Kansas City. Very little issue with the Broncos. Bryce Callahan, their cornerback, had a foot, did not participate, he is out. Juwan James,
hasn't played all year.
A tackle with a knee, questionable. Anybody
played
else?
Played 5 minutes the first game of the season. Everybody else
anybody
is fair
else
game.
Is
and
okay.
Emmanuel.
Yep.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders looks like he's going to play. So he went down with a knee tweak halftime of the game last weekend. But other than that, they look pretty good. And they have the advantage of playing at home. Mm-hmm. I was talking with Ron Leary, their starting right guard, yesterday, in fact. And he said, look, I'm old. And he said, but I'm telling you, these games are the hardest when you got to travel on Thursdays. He said, it's hard enough. He said, you normally don't get back to feeling good until about Thursday. Thursday's usually the tipping point for most guys that are veterans. Younger guys might be ready by Wednesday. They're bounce backs. After playing on Sunday, he said it's for him, it's Thursday. Von Miller earlier this week said Thursday is usually when he starts feeling like he's ready to play a football game. And, of course, adrenaline will take over. But Leary was very adamant in saying that he's very glad they're playing this game at home instead of traveling, because they would have had to have gone last night. That's a lot of upheaval, et cetera, and all of the things that go with it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that translates in terms of points on the field and stuff, but I mean, I think it's a real thing.
Yeah. The Chiefs' injury report is as long as your arm. They have at least had a little bit of – I'll go good news first here. They had 8 guys on the injury list that at least were full participation in practice. Duvernay Tardif, Cam Irving, those are two guys on the offensive line. Tyreek Hill, full. He seems to be okay. Anthony Hitchens, our linebacker, had a groin tweak. He was full participation. Patrick Mahomes, full. No real surprise there. And Anthony Sherman, their fullback, all full. Here's the bad news. Out, Eric Fisher. Kendall Fuller with a broken thumb, Chris Jones with the groin, Andrew Wiley with the ankle, offensive guard. And the oft-injured, stop me if you've heard this before, Sammy Watkins out with a hamstring of, I think I read somewhere, of the 23 games that he's been available for Kansas City, he's played in exactly 12 of them.
Yeah, and, that's tough.
And the head scratcher here is Bashaud Breeland, who's questionable, and according to reports, did not travel with the team. So that would make the questionable a lot closer to doubtful for me, but I don't know. He may show up and play. It's not injury-related. It's a personal issue for cornerback Bashaud Breeland. If that's the case, the Chiefs, because of all their injuries, will have three healthy cornerbacks, and Juan Thornhill and Tyrann Mathieu will probably be asked to come over and cover somebody in the slot instead of playing their normal free safety. That is a big-time red flag for me in a defense that already has struggled to stop the run. Now they have a skeleton crew on the back line.
Well, yeah, and that's insightful. Look, the numbers are the numbers, and you can argue that it's still early on in the game. We're a third of the way through the season. We're a third of the way. We're six games through, so we're a little over a third of the way through the season. And you are kind of what the numbers say you are at this point. The Chiefs haven't been able to run the ball effectively. They've not even tried to run the ball effectively over the last few weeks. That, to me, is a huge question. How much do they attack the Broncos tonight and actually try to do it running the football? The Chiefs have made themselves more one-dimensional in the last 2 weeks by simply not trying to run the ball. I think that would be, in my very, very humble opinion, I think that that would be a mistake tonight. I think that you do need to try to run the football. Broncos have been outstanding the last 2 weeks, but 3 weeks ago gave up 228 against Leonard Fournette. Now, Leonard Fournette's not running the football anywhere for the Kansas City Chiefs, but they can run the ball.
They've
got to find out whether they can do it, right? Yeah. At least try to run the football.
And that would fly in the face of the way the Chiefs operate, and that is get up and down the field, score 34 points. But to your point, when you're on a short week and you have to travel, it wouldn't kill you to try to shorten the game and, you know, keep your defense off the field and protect them against a pretty ordinary Broncos offense.
Very ordinary.
They had the ball.
Very ordinary.
Chiefs had the ball for 32 minutes and 35 seconds on the road against the Raiders. And it's gone down each week over the last two. And their average time of possession since then is 21:28, which is paltry. The lowest since last year's Bengals team averaged 21:02 in a two-week span in games 9 and 10. And on Sunday, the Chiefs held it for 20 minutes and 12 seconds, which, according to Elias, is their lowest time of possession in any regular season home game since that was even tracked in 1977. So they were historically bad at holding on to the ball. Now, according to ESPN's pass-blocking metrics, Chiefs haven't been able to sustain their blocks for more than 2.5 seconds. As they would like to in the early going. And that goes obviously hand in hand with the time of possession issues, because as we talked about, defenses have started to play man to man against the Chiefs, and you need time for routes to develop when you're being defended on the edges man to man.
They're going to see more zone tonight.
A Travis Kelce game, too, because he's been kind of quiet. One touchdown all year long for the Chiefs.
It'll be interesting to see who's matched up with him and how they deal with him. They've got Justin Simmons back there, who's a long, rangy safety, heady guy. I don't think that A.J. Johnson, who's been a revelation for them since they put him in the starting lineup 2 weeks ago, he and Mike Purcell have made a huge difference in the way they handle the run, and Johnson has been, who's by the way an incredible physical specimen out of Tennessee, has been a real difference maker for them. My guess is that Justin Simmons who's a pretty good-sized safety, will get most of the work on Travis Kelce, but I would expect that Travis Kelce will have a fair amount of targets thrown his way tonight. They'll match Chris Harris with Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yep. That and Chris Harris has been a very solid lockdown guy pretty much all season long. There's a speed difference there, but the key for Denver will be making Mahomes uncomfortable and the push that they get up the middle. They had 7 sacks last week. They had 3 more quarterback hurries. Now, that's obviously against Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill. Patrick Mahomes is a different kind of beast.
Two
and we
guys
all understand.
Very reluctant to try to make plays, and Patrick Mahomes' middle name is making plays. So
absolutely.
There'll be no fear factor to push the ball down the field. Get used to Mo Claiborne, Rashad Fenton, and Charvarius Ward. Those are your healthy Chiefs cornerbacks. And I wonder how tempted Joe Flacco will be to test those guys. That's an absolute skeleton crew.
He will.
But obviously running the football against the Chiefs is how you get them. So I'll be fascinated to see.
Yeah. The last 2 weeks, they've hit for a 73-yard touchdown and a 54-yard strike, or was it 48 or 54, something like that.
54 to Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, to Cortland Sutton along the side. So they will probe. They'll probe, but they're going to run the football. And that's what they're going to try to do. And their feeling is, with the 1-2 punch with Lindsey and Freeman, and when you look at the case study of what the Chiefs have not been able to do in terms of stopping the run, I believe that that's what they're going to do a lot of. I think they're – and why wouldn't you at this point, Shane?
You'd be
if
silly
you
not
feel
to.
Like you can run the ball, why wouldn't you just ram it right down their throats? Now, will the Chiefs go 8 in the box? Will they try to take that away? Will they say, well, you know what, let's make Joe Flacco beat us? I don't know. Do you have that much faith in your people covering on the edges?
Yep.
It's a little bit of a sticky wicket for them defensively. I'm talking about the Chiefs. Got to try to do something.
869-1240 is Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Ryan's been waiting. What do you think, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Bruce, I'd ask you the question. Have you bounced this off Shane? Certainly, it's preposterous to think that this is, you know, a must-win. I mean, the folks that want to bark that are really in the same vein of the folks that are saying, hey, you know, Mahomes is 2-6 and in prime time playoff atmosphere, so how is he going to be able to perform today? You know what I mean? You're just looking for click.
I'm with
point.
You.
But and certainly I read, Shane, like 5-6 different names that at the beginning of the year, you know, were projected not only to be starters but to be valuable to the Chiefs. So it's easy to say, hey, we didn't win because – you know, because the personnel is not there, and so we'll get better throughout the year. That's easy to do. But I would say, Bruce, what is more shocking to you? Because if the Chiefs lose this game, then they'll no longer be in first place after the 7th week. The Oakland Raiders will be in first place. What's more shocking to you guys, that Oakland has the potential to be in first, or that the Chiefs would be second? Love the show. Rock it out, guys.
Thanks
for listening. Ryan, to me it would be Kansas City not leading the division. I think it would be shocking. We talk about the Chiefs in terms of a 2-game losing streak, but it's not like they played great winning football in Detroit. So I mean, it's not just a 2-week case study. You're kind of looking at them through the prism of the last 3 weeks. And the Chiefs haven't been good in the last 3 weeks. Now, is tonight, is Denver the cure for what ails them? Well, history would tell you not necessarily. They've won the last, now they've won 7 straight in this series, but they've had to do it by hook and crook in Denver in each of the last 3 trips. They've been very close games. So, I don't know. I don't have much of a feel for this game other than I know what I'm going to see. I'm going to see the Broncos lining it up, and running the football behind a improved but still questionable offensive line. And I'm going to see the Chiefs try to figure something out with a defense that really, to this point of the season, Shane has been bad.
Well, simply put, they're on the field way too long. Since week three,
yes,
they have been on the field for an average of 77 plays a game. That's bordering on a college team, and that's obviously a killer.
Mm.
They enter this week 30th in the NFL in yards per rush allowed at 5.2, and they've allowed the most yards after first contact. So not only are they not stopping anybody, they're not really tackling people once they get their hands on them, and that's a terrible combination. And 78% of the time this season, teams have gone with a designed run under center. In an era of pass-happy offenses, teams against the Chiefs are not trying to reinvent the wheel. So Chiefs know what's going to happen tonight. The question is, are they healthy enough to stop it? Twitter question from Cindio HRO coming up.
Bruce Hurdle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.